Okay, we're holding no the Tosis and Daf Lamed Daled, having a chuyiv shvu ben yachal u'shava. The Tosis question that why not have him take a shvua of the dichatvi, and thereby he has a migu, they could have taken a shvua and lo chatvi and been believed, so believe him with the dichatvi with the shvua. So why do we say mitoch shein yachal shav mishalim, he has a migu and he shouldn't have to pay? So we will masbir, we'll explain this a little bit more as we go along today. The kash of Tosis, as we see from the Dibur HaMaschil, is on the end result of this dilemma of what to do. The Gemara Paskins, Rav Abba said, the din is mitoch shein yachal shav mishalim. So the inability to take a shvua results in a chiyuv tashlumin. So Tosis is essentially asking a new kash. That is, we have a way to pater from this chiyuv tashlumin because of the migu, that the dichatfi should be believed with the shvua, because he could have said lo chatfi had been believed with the shvua. So this is not the migu of the Gemara, this is not the shvua se'idachad, that the eid is mechayif. This is Tosis in the beginning, shahare moda. The fact that he can't swear the shvua se'idachad, that's clear. The shvua se'idachad is lo chatfi. This is what the Rashbam says also, that the chiyuv shvua ben eid achad is a shvua hakchish esa'ed. So to take any shvua but lo chatfi is not a fulfillment of shvua se'id achad. The teretz is, so you have a chiyuv shvua, you can't make that shvua, because you don't say lo chatfi, you're moda. So now what happens? So the answer is, if you can't take a shvua, you pay. Fektosis, but I have a migu should pater me from that chiyuv tashlumin of mitoch. Since I could bring their manas to the tithe of the dichatfi in the form of the fact that I take a shvua to the dichatfi, so I could have just as easily said lo chati with the shvua, believe me therefore with a migu when I say the dichatfi with my shvua, and if I have a migu that should therefore exempt me from paying, that should pater me from the chi of tashlumin that's expressed in the din of mitoch. That's the kasha Tosis is starting off with. Everybody here, that's clearly the kasha of Tosis. So Tosis initially tries to cheshbon with the migu itself, that the migu is not a good migu, for one reason or another. First, Tosis suggests that the fact that the other shvua was a shvua d'oraisa, the other taina would have needed a shvua d'oraisa, that is. So you can't win with a migu if the other taina would have required a shvua d'oraisa. The way that we explained it thus far, and this is perhaps open to other interpretations, but the way we were masber yesterday, we explained that the fact that you need a shvua d'oraisa, that means that the taina by itself doesn't have nemanus. The shvua is what gives you the nemanus when you take the shvua, but short of that, the taina itself lacks basic nemanus. And what Tosis would be suggesting is that you can't build a migu off of a taina that inherently doesn't have nemanus to it. So therefore, since the shvua of the taina of lo chatfi doesn't have inherent nemanus, it only would be believed when you take a shvua, then we accept the taina, then we believe you, then you win. So you can't get a nemanus from a taina like that when you want to win with your dichatfi. You don't have a way to get a nemanus from a lo chatfi. That taina doesn't have its own nemanus. You need a shvua d'oraisa. Were it to be shvua d'rabanan, then the pshat would be different. Shvua d'rabanan is the pshat. The taina is okay. The Torah accepts the taina. The rabbanan just require you to take a shvua in order to be zoche. But the taina basically has nemanus. So then you can build a migu, because the taina has nemanus, so you can therefore bring that nemanus over to the taina that you are taina. But if you need a shvua d'oraisa, the pshat would be that the taina lacks nemanus. So that would be the first reason why you can't build a migu here. The Tosis brings the Gemara Dafayin, that you see from the case of the Shomer that is believed to say Echzarti with the Shvua, because he could have said Nensu with the Shvua. And Tosis assumes that the Tainus Nensu by a Shomer, even if you have only one item that was given to you, but that's the Shvua Satorah of Shvua Sashomer. And yet you see that you can be believed with the Taina of Echzarti, even though the Taina is drawing its Nemanis from another Taina that needs a shvua d'oraisa, shvua of nensu. So you see that this svar is incorrect. That even if the other taina, the taina's hayisod that we refer to, would require a shvu d'oraisa. Nevertheless, migu works. And why is that in fact so? So again, we suggested that the pshat would be different. Even if you're shvu d'oraisa, so it's not the pshat that the taina doesn't have namanus. The taina has namanus with the shvua, and that's how we see it. We view the taina as having namanus al yidei shvua. So even before you make the shvua, the namanus is rovates on the taina. The namanus is existing here. It's in reality. It's just presented in such a way that you understand that there's a proviso. The namanus has in it a string attached. The nemanis is ayidei shavua, so the nemanis is present even prior to the actual taking of the shavua. That nemanis goes over to the taina that you offer, and therefore that's why Tosus says, you see from that gemara that the svara is not correct. That even if you need shavua d'oraisa, you can still build off of that with the migul. However, Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold. This is a whole inyan in Baba Kama Kuvav Kuv Zayin. That in the inyan of Shvuas HaShomrim, the only time that you take a Shvuah d'oraisa of Nensu is if there's also another thing that you were moda. So there was two items, let's say. One, you moda that you owe for, and the other one you say Nensu. That's when it's a Shvuah d'oraisa. But if the case is just one item, then the Shvuah is only Drabbanan. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, one is no, you have no right, you can't shlug up this first teretz from the Sugya Daf Ayin, and one can still stick with this first Mahalach. Okay, that's part one of Tosis. But with Rabbeinu Tam, we're still back to the question, why not use the migo of Didi Chati with the Shvua that you'd be believed if you said Lo Chati with the Shvua? So then Tosus comes with the Ri. Well, first he says Vilekel Memer, then the Ri comes and modifies it. What's the next Mahalach of Tosus? There's something wrong with the migo, in the sense that it's not really a good migul in Mali L'Shaker level, Mali L'Shaker terms. The first pshat that we just brought from, that we can say for Rabbeinu Tam, it's not really a problem in the Mali L'Shaker of the migul. I mean, the fact is, the way we're, at least the way we're learning it now, there's nothing different about the way you take the shvua now than the way you take the shvua there, but the nemanis can't transfer. Now Tosus is saying, on a level of Mali L'Shaker itself, you're not comfortable saying Lo Chatfi. Why? Because you're going against an aid. You don't want to have the chutzpah to go against the aid. And therefore, you'd rather say dichatfi because you're not going head on and saying against the aid. So therefore, the migul is not good. Another variation of that is, you'd rather not say lochatfi because then you open yourself up to become pasul eidus. Because if you say lochatfi, then the aid, together with the guy himself, can testify against you and make you a gazlan, and make you pasul eidus. And therefore, you're afraid of that. Therefore, you'd rather say dichatfi, and obviously that would suggest that with dichatfi you don't become pasuleidus. That's a question. Why is it different? But either way, Tosus is saying that the migul is not good. It's not a ma'al l'shaka. You'd rather not say gochatfi. What's the problem with that idea? That lekel meimar? So here, Tosus says, you can't say the migul breaks down on the most fundamental level of ma'al l'shaka. Because if you're doing that, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says that the basis for paying is the fact that the aid is mechayev shvua and yachol l'shava. Who cares about the fact that the aid is mechayev shvua? Let's say it's karka. Let's say the aid was not mechayev shvua. The fact is, the aid said one thing and you don't want to say against the aid. So therefore, it comes out, in effect, your moda that you grabbed, and you have no migul to back up your taina that it was your own thing that you grabbed. So Tosus takes us a davar pashut. This is clear from the whole Tosus, that the whole basis of a nemanus of the dichatfi, even if the only reason we know that you grabbed is through you, but the only reason you can be neman when you say I grabbed my own is with the migul. And if there's something wrong in the migul that you'd rather not say go chatfi, then you're chayv. Because your moda that you stole, even though you say you didn't really steal, it was your own, but your moda, you did an act that we presume to be ma'aseh gzeira, and you have no way to substantiate the claim that it was your own thing. So once you say that he doesn't want to say lochatfi for one reason or another, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense, because Gemara is only saying yachayev because the eid is machayev shvua, so you have to pay because you can't take the shvua the eid machayev. What's the eid is not machayev shvua? But you have no migus, you should be paying anyway. So Tosus therefore knocks down the idea that it's not a migu because you don't want to say lochatfi. Comes the Ri and modifies it. Says the Ri, that the problem is not saying against the eid. That's not really v'yudas amigud ha'arza. You could say against the eid. Maybe against a kol, you can't say. That's uncomfortable. But against an eid achad, that's not a problem. The problem is taking a shvuah against the eid. That's chuspa. To take a shvuah, how can you say, eid, that's lo noach. That's, you're not comfortable doing that. That's ha'arza. And therefore, that would be the answer to the original kash. In other words, what's the kasha Tosfos says? How come the din is mitochin yochash of mishalem? I have a migu to say the dichatfi and take a shua the dichatfi. Believe me now, not to have to pay, because I could have said lochati with the shua, so believe me, the dichatfi with the shua. The answer is, it's not a good migu. You'd rather not take a shua lochatfi, because that shua is against an eid. You'd rather say the dichatfi, even if you take a shua on that, it's not against the eid. So the chutzpah is not to say lochatfi, the chutzpah is to be nishba lochatfi. Yeah, so that's Tosis, that's what Tosis wants to say now, b'shem the Ri. Yeah, this is also what Tosis says, where? The same mahalach that we just said now, Tosis and Shavuos. Tosis ends up with this, in Shavuos. That the migu, you can't say didichati with the migu lochati, even if you take a shvuah didichati, because you just don't want to say lochati with the shvuah. Fectosis further. And it seems to me from the Tosis here that the Ri himself ended up being Chozer, even though the Ri said what he just said here. But we see the Ri comes up again in Tosis with the Rivam. So I don't know, unless he was sowing only Ladasa Rivam. But either way, Tosis now presses the issue further and asks, now the way Tosis asks the Kasha is interesting. He asks, my time of the Rabu Shmuel. We have Rav Abba. Rav Abba is our sugya. Nask the Rav Abba. Rav Abba said that if a guy who said chatfi didi chatfi and eidachad says chataf, so you're stuck and you have to pay. The other shita, Rabbi Shmuel, see all the various cases that not all, but many of the cases Mitoch plays out in. This is only one of them. Rabbi Shmuel are in disagreement with Rav Abba, and the Gemara makes clear that they would argue. Therefore, on this very case, they would hold that an eidachad says chataf, and you say didi chatfi, the din is your patam. So Tosis asks, but why would you be pater? What does it mean that you're pater? They don't accept the principle of mitoch she'en yachol shav mishalim. They hold in yachol shav pater. We see the lishonos in the shvuah. Chazer shvuah l'sinai. This chazer shvuah l'mkoma. Again, we'll get into this with the bottom Tosis in Talmud Beis. We'll see the sugim shvuah in Yetz Hashem. Chazer shvuah l'mkoma versus chazer shvuah l'sinai. They say there was a chiyuv shvuah, you can't execute the chiyuv shvuah, it disappears, we'll see, it goes back to Sinai. That's the meaning of Rabbi Shmuel. That's how they interpret the Lashna Mishnah. Al Kopanim, they don't hold of the principle of Mitoch. So according to them, they would hold in our case of Naschad Rav Abba, what would they say? Patr. Fectosis, wait a second. Lamaisa, you said the dichatfi, which means that in effect you're mo there, that you were chataf. How could you be believed and be pater only because of a migu? There's no other choice. Tosis takes for granted. You can't be nem dichat without a migu. But now that you're telling me that you're not comfortable being nishba against an eid, so there's no migu. So how could Rabbi Shmuel say that you're pater? They don't hold a mitoch, but fectosis, let's see ready inside. Avokasha, Ilek Amigu, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, the Pligi Perkonish Boyin, Arabi Abba, Upatri Benascha, the last Ruhu, Mitoch Shen Yochashav Mishalim. They don't agree with that principle. Good, they don't agree. Perfectosis, but the Hashta, Amai Patri, Vapshita, the Eno Nevin Loma, the Dichati below Migu, Kid the Precious Leil. So the premise of Tosis Kasha is again that you saw that we're mentioning over and again, that the basis of the dichatfi is migu. To be believed, even if there's no other aidan and no other evidence that you grabbed, but it's only you, and you say grab your own, the only reason you believe because you could have said lochat, And that's the meaning of the line in the Gemara. L'shalim leka treis sahadi, meaning you don't have to aid him, and therefore you are believed with your migul. No, if the only reason you're believing is with a migul, and you're telling me now that the migul is no good, meaning to say you don't want to be nishba against the aid. So then Rabbi Shmuel, who say that we don't accept the principle of mitoch in all the various cases of mitoch, we don't accept it. Very good, but our case, you should still be chayiv anyway. In our case, you should be chayiv. The other cases will be whatever they are, but our case of a person who agrees he was chataf, and the only reason he's believed we're saying is with a migul lo chatfi, but lo chatfi requires a shvua. He'll have to be nishba against the aid. He doesn't want to do that, so there's no migul, so he should have to pay. So how can the Gemara be mashba? The Rabbi Shmuel would hold in our case that you're putter, but if once you tell me that there's no migul, so then you should be chayiv because you're moda that you're chataf and there's no migul because you don't want to say lo chatfi against the aid. You want to be nishba against the aid. Now, it's interesting how Tosis asked the kasha. He asked, "Why? What's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel? How else could Tosis have asked the kasha? The same kasha. Yeah, what do you need mitoch? I mean, the Rav Abba is basing himself on mitoch. Mitoch is a halacha that you have to take a shvua, and you can't take a shvua and you pay in such a case, because that's the principle that we have subscribed to, that a person who's unable to take a shvua, that he's mechuyev to take, has to pay, therefore you have to pay. Who needs the formal concept, the principle, the halachic principle of mitoch? Taper clay that you have no migul. So maybe you have to pay because you have no migul. The eid achad is more merely a hechatimsa. The eid achad, who's mechayev shvua, you need to come out to the chiv shvua, right? You could do. You can't do. Or you wouldn't want to do. Okay, so the fact that he's mechuyev shvua adei eid achad sets up a basis to mechayev you because it takes away your migul. That doesn't mean, that's not mitoch shein yachal shav mishalem. That's a global cloud that has broader ramifications for all kinds of situations. Shvuas modem mixas, all kinds of say chashan al shvua, all kinds of cases of mitoch. But here it's not. It should not be based on mitoch. It should be a simple answer. You have to pay because the edach is mechayev shvua, and therefore you don't want to take that shvua against the edach. It's uncomfortable. It's nigud da'aza. Therefore, you have to pay because you have no nemanus to say didichati because you're moda yichataf and you have no migul. So the kasha is who needs mitoch. That's not what Tosis' word suggests. What was Tosis asking? My time at the Rabbi Shmuel, the patri, they don't owe the mitoch. Good, but still you have no migul. No. So, is this a kasha? So Tosis asked on Rabbi Shmuel, didn't he ask on Rav Abba himself? No. What could we say? Pasha, okay. That's all nichal, Tosis kasha. I mean, Tosis brought it, instead of asking a tapik lay kasha, Tosis asked better. Rabbi Shmuel, argue on mitoch. So still, you're not out of the woods, but you have no migul. So instead of it, so I don't know that my kasha is better than Tosis kasha. It's all nichal, the same kasha, could be. But I mean, important to recognize it's really this, in effect, the same kasha. Who needs mitoch? You're chayav because you have no migul. So how would that play out? Lamaisa? I mean, Rav Abba anyway says you're chayav because of mitoch. So he couldn't sit without mitoch. Okay, but he happens to hold mitoch. Mitoch has ramifications beyond this case. Yeah, but Rabbi Shmuel will argue benascha because they argue on mitoch, but they should be molded here anyway for another reason. So Tosh asked it that way. But it could be Tosh's kasha is embraces what I'm asking also. It's within Tosis Kasha. So it could be. That's what we'll have to say. Now again, the premise of the Kasha is that the Dichatvi needs Migul. The way that one would have to answer for anyone who stays with this answer that we just said, with the Ri, that it's not a Migul to contradict the Eid or to say against it, to swear against the Eid, we have to obviously assume that the nemanus of the dichatfi does not require migul. Even on the grounds of Migu, you would not have a Migu. But nevertheless, you believe if it only comes from you to say the Dichatvi, then you're not, you can't be incriminated. The easiest way to put it is Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir, but here you're going to have to assume that Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir is not in any way fueled by the Nemanus of Migu. Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir is not a Nemanus that's based on the fact that I didn't have to say anything. It's a Nemanus that has its own integrity. That is, you can't take Asar without the Hitir. You can't take one without the other. If it's coming from me, you've got to take everything. And even if on the level of Migu, I would not have wanted to say anything else. I have reason not to have been Shosek or Sidlo Chatfi. But nevertheless, Peshas a Peshiter. And we've seen already Mashmos, at least in the Ramban from the Yeshomim. We spoke at the Machne Fahim's question, Chakir about this. Could be that Peshas a Peshiter does not depend on Migu. That could be one way to resolve Tosus Kasha. Tosus clearly doesn't agree. The Rashbam himself uses the Rishonos interchangeably. So Peshas a Peshiter, even if it does do something more than ordinary Migu, it has to be based on the principle of Migu. There has to be the act, the Manus of Migu has to be present here. And therefore, Tosus Kasha stands. Unless you have to say, again, some other idea that you don't need Migu here by the Dichatvi. You have to see more about this. So we're holding now at both sides with the Riva. Okay, any questions thus far? Chevra, tell me. If you have anything, speak up now. Yeah? It's so clear, right? Everybody hears it. Mamish clear. Baruch Hashem. Yeah? Okay, good. Good. It's a Gishmakatosis, no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Duktosis, up the Rivan. Ukach Nira Kimosha Pirish Rivan. Devadai havi migu. So the first thing he says is inachinami. You got afuke what we just said. We've been saying now that it's not a good migu. You don't want to go against the aid b'shvua, and that's what solves the problem here of why not believe the dichatfi with the shvua, because he could have said lochatfi with the shvua. We tried to say there's no migu. So he says no. Vadai havi migu. And I would imagine that within these words, the Vade Havimigo Tosis is coming afuke, not just what he says lefanav, but also alefnefanav, not just on what he immediately just said, the re, but I imagine this would go all the way back to the beginning of Tosis with the pshat that you don't have a migo because the other taina requires a shvur d'oraisa. And Rabbeinu Tam might be able to live with that because there's no kasha from shvur stuff from Baba Basa Daf Ayin. So that means that there's no migu. And again, the kasha from Rabbi Shmuel would have been on that too, pashtus. So the Rivam now is saying afuke all of that. No. Don't think in terms of that it's not a good migu for one reason, for another reason. No. Migu, it's a good migu. And it goes on. Vada havi migu. And that's goofa why Rabbi Shmuel Pater. In other words, you have to come on to the Migu, of course, as we keep assuming. And that you have to preserve the Migu. Otherwise, Rabbi Shmuel would still be Molde Yochayev. They pat you because of the Migu. Dinamon Bishvua B'Migu Di Bayam Alochatv. Why does Tosus add Dinamon Bishvua according to Rabbi Shmuel? Why do you need a Shvua? Rabbi Shmuel don't hold mitoch. So why are you neman only with the shvua? No, obviously. Why? Because the whole migu is that you could have said lochatfi. And what if you said lochatfi? You need a shvua, so you can't be better than that. If you recognize, were we to say that the dichatfi is neman without a migu, then one could perhaps argue that in a chenami you would not need a shvua according to Rabbi Shmuel. But given that Tosus holds, as is clear throughout the Tosus, that the whole nemanus of the dichatfi is based on a migu of lochatfi, so of course you have to take a shvua for Rabbi Shmuel as well. So therefore, the migu for sure exists, and that Rabbi Shmuel would pater with a shvua with your migu. Aye. So what's pshat now in Rav Abba? What do we do with the original kasha? Lehemni b'shvua. My Dhamma di Dichatvi, Migu di Bama Lochatvi, the very beginning of Tosus, the Kasha that we started with. Zakta Rivama Yisod, a klal within Mitoch. Rav Abba Sava, Afal Gav the Isle Migu. Granted you have a Migu. Nevertheless, Chayiv. Why? The Kevan the Ika Echad and Mechayiv Shvua min HaTorah. You have an Eid Echad here, that's Mechayiv Shvua. Kein Hu HaDin. That is what flows from that is the din is sheyishava lahakchish es ha'ed o yishalim ve'ein molo migu lipate. If there's an eid achad mechayev shvua, then your alternative is take your shvua that's mutal min haTorah. That is the shvua hakchish es ha'ed. Again, notice the lashon lahakchish es ha'ed. That is the shvuas haTorah ve'eid achad. No choices here. Anything but a Shvu HaKadosh is not the Shvu HaTorah here. So your options are limited. This is what Rav Abba is saying here. Therefore you have to take that Shvua or pay. There's no other option. In other words, what was the kash that we were raising? Let the Migu work to pata you from the Chiyuv Tashlumin that results from the inability to take a Shvua. That was the kash. There's a din of Mishalem. Because you can't take a shvua, the din reverts. Now, the din reverts to chiyuv tashlum, and the inability to take a shvua translates to chiyuv tashlum, and in fact, says, why do you pay? I have a migul. Says the Rivam takes the kasha head on and says, no. The klal of mitoch means the following, that you have to take the shvua, in this case, the hakish is a, that's the shvua, or yeshalim. There are no other options. The Chiyuv Shvua has to be fulfilled or else you pay. So, very nice you have a Migul. I'm not going to help you. The Din Mitoch itself precludes the possibility of an Amanus of Migul bearing on this situation and impacting on the situation. And I'm just touching the words of Tosis. The Din of Mitoch itself does not allow for anything but either. That's what Mitoch says. Either Nishba, but if you can't Nishba, Mishalim. That's the address. That's where it goes. Now, why? At this point, Tosis hasn't said it. At this point, Tosis could hold its Xeris HaKasuv somewhere, which was what Tosis is going to come now in a second and bring a Dumar. That sounds like it's Xeris HaKasuv. Okay, so we learn out of a Pasuk that there's a Klal of Mitoch, and there's no options. Mitoch, any Yachul Shavah Mishalim. So Tosis, so this is the answer. So now let's proceed in Tosis, yeah? So the Rivam says, Migul won't help you because you have to either take the Shvua or pay. V'yim Tomar, V'rab Abba, Hechi Mapikra B'perko Nishboyin, Midichsiv Shvua Sashem Tia Ben Shneyem, V'ro Ben Ayorshim. Rav Abba, how is he able to learn it out? Learn what out? Mapikra. The din of mitoch. To learn out mitoch in the Gemara Shavuos from the following drasha, it says in the pasuk in Mishpatim, Shavuos Hashem tia ben shneim, Hashem Shomrim, and we darshan ben shneim with the two bali dvarim, the mafkid the nifkad, and we darshan v'lo ben ayorshin that there's no chiyuv shvua between the children, the yorshin. And the Gemara learns it like this: the Amalei mana la'aba biyad avicha. What would be now if it were the Yarshin that were coming to Din Torah? The let's talk Malva Velova here, even though it's the pasuk is by Shomim, but there's an Yerah Parashias. A lot of the Inyanim there go across to Tahava. So let's talk about Hava. Let's say. So what happens? The children of the Malva say. Mana le'aba biyad avicha. They say to the Yarshim of the Lova. That my father, our father, lent your father money. We have there's money that belongs to our father that was in the hands of your father. And what did the children of the Lova respond? The Omar, Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana. So 50 we know, and the other 50 we're not sure. So now, the Daikasa. So the Gemara's Medayik, that according to Rav Abba, this is what you see from this drasha. Mi de itzrich kral u'mifta yorshin. It says that in a case like this, the Yorishim are Pater. They don't have to pay the additional 50. They don't have to swear, obviously. They don't know. They can't swear lo yadati or yidanu. Nor do they have to pay. And that's onichal in the pasuk of v'lo b'nai Yorishim, that the Yorishim are Pater from the additional 50. Shmamina b'aviv kahay gavna mechayiv. So it's mashma, the fact that the Torah needs to exempt the Yorishim from the additional 50 that they don't know about, that the father, in the same case, if he would say in response to a malve that you owe $100 to me, and he would say, I know 50, I owe you 50, I don't know. I don't know, right? Very precise in the words here. I don't know about the other 50. Maybe I owe, but I don't know about it. Then the day costs, he'd have to pay the additional 50 because he's unable to take a shvua mode of mixas. Alma mechuy shvua ben yachu shav mishal. So again, Tosfos is reading this Gemara in Shavuos, and we have to see all together the Gemaras ourselves in Shavuos. There's a lot of Gemara there, but just for our purposes, it's enough to just read from the Tosfos. That Rav Abba therefore is medayik from the drasha of Bein Shneim, v'lo b'nai Yorshin, that the case of Yorshin is the case of Chamshin lo yadana. They obviously don't know about the other 50. And the father, Kahai Gavna, would be chayv to pay. So why is that so? The answer is because there's a chiyuv modeh mixas. If you're modeh on 50, then you have to take the 50 that you're not that you're not modeh on, you should have to take a shvuah on. But since you don't know if you owe it, so therefore you have to pay, because any yachol shav mishalat. Okay, so this is how Tosfos understood that Gemara there. That Rav Abba is learning out from this drasha that the din of mitoch. In fact, Tosfos now in the Rivam, v'heich daik mino anascha. How can we learn out from the case over there to the case of nascha that there'll be a din of mitoch by a case of nascha? There's a big difference. There we understand that the father who says, I know 50 and I don't know about the other 50. Because there's no migu regarding the other 50. So therefore, maybe you pay the other 50 that you don't know. But here in our case of Nascha, where there's a migu, so the Rivam is machadesh, a tremendous vort, right? A chidush, that migu doesn't help you in the case of mitoch. Yeah, but if the whole makar of mitoch is from that drasha, that what the Torah specifically gives an exemption to the children for whatever reason, they didn't have to know about the other 50, the reasons are given why they're not mechuyev to pay for the fact that which they don't know, they can't take a shvur. But that mechlal that the father would have to pay on the other 50, that's the whole makar of mitoch. In that case, there's no migu. So that's why in that case you pay. But how do you know to extend the klal mitoch even to a case like our case, of Nasra, where you have a migu on that thing that you taina? So, you know, chenami en yachu yishav, but you have a migu. Maybe a migu should save you from having to pay. That's basically Tosfos kasha. In other words, how can you extract more than what you have in the makor to a case like this? In this case, there's a migu. So therefore, and the Rivam is saying that even if you have a migu, it doesn't help you because of the din of mitoch precludes even migu. But if the makar of mitoch is from that case, and that case there is no migu on that which you which you're paying, you have no migu. You say I don't know, but I mean obviously there's no migu there. So therefore, who know? How do you know that even when you have a migu on that which you can't swear about? On your taina, and you can't swear the chiyuv haTorah that you have to swear, but you have a migu on your taina. Who says a migu won't save you from paying? Who says a migu will not pat you from the chiyuv tashum and amitoch? In that case, you have no riot to this. There is no migu over there. That's Tosfos kasha.
So, according to the Makor and Imar and Shavuos, what are the criteria for having to pay for the mitoch? The pasuk does play a role in the chiyuv to pay, or just the fact that it doesn't have a migu?
No, the Rivam was machadesh that when you have a din of mitoch, so migu does not help you. You have you either take the shvuah or pay. Now, that was the Rivam was denying the whole kashi. He says you can't do that. Mitoch does not allow for any exemptions. You want to use a migul to exempt you from chiyuv tashlumin. The Tosfos says if the whole makar mitoch is in that case, from that drasha, so what right do you have to extrapolate to the yisod of the Rivam? In that case, there is no migul. So, no. So, what are you asking?
Yeah. So,
that, in that Gemara, why is he allowed to pay? Because of the pasuk? No, the pasuk is telling me that the yorshim are paid. For whatever reason, the Torah says the yorshim are because their any odeya is not their fault. Let's say lahavilelameida. Tosfos says such a svara they're not really in a position to know about the father's chovos. So the Torah gave a special exemption that they don't have to pay if they don't know the extra chamshim. They can't take a shvua and they can't. And they don't have to pay as a result of their not being able to take a shvuah. But when medayik from that the father ki hai gavna, where he says 50 I know it that I owe and 50 I'm not sure. So that would translate to chiyuv tashlumin. So the Tosfos is now assuming that that is the makor for the din of mitoch of Rav Abba. Rav Abba learns out the yisod of mitoch from that drasha. Mid itzrich kolum if they're yarshim shmamina that aviv kai gav mechayim. So this tells us if that's the makar for din mitoch, then how can the Rivam assume what he does over here by nascha that in a case of mitoch even a migu won't help the person to exempt him from having to pay? In that case, there's no migu. That's Tosfos' question.
Why is there no migu in that case?
A migu on lo yadana?
You can't say believe me when I say I only owe you 50.
No, because the issue is not the 50 that you're molded. You're molded that, of course you're paying. The issue is the 50 that you're not being molded because you don't know about it. You're not sure. So you can't give a migul to somebody to a kind of suffix. There's no migul. But I didn't have to. I could have said, then call for a call. If you believe me, that maybe I don't know you. Very good. Okay. So that doesn't do anything for you. If you don't know, you're not sure, you're not sure. Now, I want you to notice something very, very important here. The Rivam's, when he said his answer, he spoke about the case of Eid Echad, correct? He said, this is the din, kachu adin, sheyishav, kivan di'ika echad ha-mechayvo shvua, kenu adin sheyishav lahakhish esta eid o yishav. So there are those who learn that the Rivam was saying a special klal that has to do very much with the inyan of Shvuas Eid Echad. And we will see in some Rishonim a mashmos like that. Maybe they understood the Rivam that way, maybe they said their own idea, but there certainly is room to start thinking in terms of being of our specific Shvuas Eid Echad. Shvuas Eid Echad does not allow a migu to pater you from paying in a case where the chiyuv shvua is from the Eid Echad. Now, granted, the Rivam speaks about an Eid Echad, but the question is, does the Rivam mean specifically to say the answer that he gives, that Migo doesn't help because of the fact that it's a Shvuas Eid Echad? Does this have anything to do with the Inyan of Shvuas Eid Echad? Or does it have broader implications for the idea of Mitoch in general? That by case of Mitoch, you cannot pater with the Migo. The Chiyuv Tashlumin with the Migo. Not Dafko Shvua, any Shvua. Any time you're Mechoyev Shvua, whatever. So again, from the words of the Rivam themselves, one could be led to think that the Rivam was saying specifically a klal within the Shvua Seyed Echad of any Yochu Shav Shvua Seyed Echad, then Migo doesn't solve your problem. You've got to take that Shvua HaKesh and say, Eido Yishale. One could be led to. But I think Lanias Daiti, from the fact that Tosfos now asked the Kasha and the Rivam from the case of Modeh B'Miksas, and what is Tosfos asking? That what right does the Rivam have to say what he says over here by Nascha de Rav Abba, that a migul doesn't help you to pater from the Chiyuv Shvuah Be'Eid Echad, if the whole mocker of Mitoch is over there there's no migul. So how do you know the migul wouldn't help over here? Because over there there's no migul. What is it sound like from Tosfos? Would there be a case over there? If that would be a migul, you'd have a migul over there. What kind of shvuah is that? That's not Eid Echad. If the makor for mitoch would have had a migul, and that makor is not about edach, that's the makor of shvus modem mixas. But had there been a migul, and it would still tell, the makor would still come to teach us that you pay, so Tosfos would have been fine with the rivam over here. Because then it comes out that the makor mitoch states explicitly that even the makor migul doesn't help. In fact, Tosfos, there is no migul. So how do you have a right to learn over here? So I think from the Hemshech of Tosfos, it would seem clear that the Rivam wasn't saying specifically that you can't become potter with a migul. He was saying the klal within mitoch. Mitoch shen yachal shav mishali means that you've got to take that shvua or pay. And those are your options. Migul cannot change that. That's the din of mitoch. You either take the shvua or you pay. Not because after Yeshua said achad any more than anything else. In fact, Tosfos, yeah, but if the whole makor is based on that drasha of Shvuas Hashem v'lo b'nai yorshim, so for there, where would you have a right to take it as far as the Rivam takes it? That migul wouldn't help. In our case, there's a migul. In that case, there's no migul. Would there have been a migul over there? That would have been fun. Then that's the Rivam's yisod. Because again, it was never yisod dafka by Shvuas Eidach. Were the Rivam to be saying Shvuas Eidach, Tosfos could have asked differently. Tosfos could have said, then what right do you have to know from that Shvuas to our Shvuas? There it's not an Eidach. So there the din mitoch doesn't allow, it makes you pay. But here it's a Shvuas Eidach. How do you know that migul wouldn't work? I mean, or whatever. I don't know. Tosfos said the other way around. In other words, Tosfos shouldn't have spoken about the fact that there's no migul there. Yeah, Tosfos said, there, how do you know Shvuas Eidach? It doesn't work. There, it's not a Shvuas Eidach. Here's a Shvuas Eidach. How do you know that migul doesn't work? You don't see that over there. It's a different Shvuas. Tosfos has something different. There, there's no migul. I understand, but you see that the point of the Rivam was, as Tosfos understood the Rivam, at least could be others understood the Rivam differently. You know, other Rishonim maybe, but I mean, Tosfos, I'm reading the Rivam and Tosfos. The Rivam was saying a Yisod in Shvua of the din of Mitoch itself, that does not allow for the din of Migul to take any to change anything. It's O Yishava O Yishalim. In the case over here, the Shvua Zayd Echad says the Rivam, so you have to take that Shvua. How could you say Eid O Yishalim? Says Tosfos, but how can the Rivam say that if the whole makor is learned out from over there and there's no migul? How do you know migul wouldn't work? Okay, so that's what you see from Tosfos' kash. So now what? So Chor, what are you going to answer? So Tosfos, v'nira l'ri. So here's why I said before. Now the ri seems to be coming in on the Rivam's side. I thought the ri before was saying a different answer to the original part, that there's no migul. How could you say b'shvua? Okay, unless the avol kasha means that the ri accepted the kasha. And now the Re is really at the end, is only the Rivam. The Re is not really standing at the end. Either that or the Re is saying this Ladasa Rivam. I don't know. Or it's a different Re. I mean, these are your options here. I don't know. Tosfos is the Re, usually means one, the same person. Yeah, sometimes you find that different Re's find Achronim say that. I would just rather say that maybe in Achronim, Avokasha means Tosfos is being shakal v'tari here, back and forth. In Achronim, Avokasha means that now we're, you know, the Re himself was not going to stick with what he said before. Akopan, Vinero Gori, the Rabbi Abba Lo Havi Taime Mikra Ella Misvara Bealma. You're mistaken. You're assuming that the Mokar Rav Abba is that Rasha. No. The Mokar is not from the Pasuk. The Mokar of the Din Mitoch is Misvara Bealma. Kidim Mefaresh. What's the Kidim Mefaresh? Like the Rivam said. Like we just said before. Maybe Tosfos would mean Kidim Mefaresh, that Tosfos himself was saying all along that the nemanus has to come based on a migul of the dichatvi, and nevertheless you have no choice but to take the shvua. You can't solve it with a migul. Yeah, Mestama, you're right. That was going on what he just said. Well, I mean, timing mikra ela misvara bi'alma kid mefarish. It means that Tosus was mefarish, right? But the Rivam was mefarish. We said before. I mean, it could be either the Rivam, which is what you're saying, or it means what Tosus was saying all along, that the yisod of the dichati has to be based on migul. That's also in place. That cannot be changed. Okay. One second. So how do you read in the Gemara now, that Gemara? V'had the kamar hasam kavasei de Rav Abba mistavra. The Gemara says it's a raya to Rav Abba from the fact that Tani Rav Ami shvut shtimtia ben shneim v'lo b'nei yorshim. So pasha pshat, what does Gemara mean? That's the raya, that's Rav Abba's makor. In other words, the fact that you need the pasuk to patu the yorshim is mashma that the father would be chai. That's how Tosus understood in the kasha. So it comes out, the Gemara is saying the raya to Rav Abba is this braisa, meaning that Rav Abba read the braisa as teaching me the din of mitoch. Now that you tell me that the makar of the din of mitoch is not from there, so what's the makar misvar? So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means the following: Krog mifta yorshim as v'lo l'chayif ha'av. The pshat is, there's a din mitoch misvara. The pasuk is coming to say, but don't carry out the din of mitoch to the yorshim. They are not going to be subject to the din, to the chiyuv tashlumin, for whatever the reasons. There's a kasuv, but maybe they wouldn't have had to know that about the other $50. So the pasuk is b'ikr coming to mipat of the yorshim, that the father's chayiv is misvar. But the Gemara means, but meanwhile you see that it's taken for granted that the father would be chayiv. V'hadik ka'amar hasam, Rabbi Shmuel hashvus Hashem my darshi bay. The Gemara asks Rabbi Shmuel, "What are you going to do with that drasha? It's a mafurish right to Rav Abba." So, what does that mean? That means that this was the makar of mitoch. And what are you going to do? According to them, they don't hold mitoch. What do you do with this drasha? So what do you mean? But the makar is not the makar is misvara. So they don't agree with the svara. The teretz is the Gemara means the following to ask: Hachikama kivin de ba'av b'kai gavna patri. Since they, Rabbi Shmuel, don't hold the svar mitoch, so for them the father would also be pater. If the father said, "I know about 50, I don't know about the other 50. Chamshim go yadana. What's the din according to Rabbi Shmuel? What's the din? You can't swear the extra 50. What's the din? Pater. So if that's the case, you don't need a drasha to pater the children. It's anyway pater. The father's also pater. So that's the Gemara's question. So Gemara is asking, "Kevin the ba'abe chai gavna patri, amai yitzrich kwalum if the yorsh." So what Tosus is doing in the answer here, the reed's coming within the Rivam here to answer is that you're mistaken. You thought that the makor for the din mitoch is that drasha, the lo bina yorsha. So that's coming to teach me the din that the father would be chayiv ki ay gavna with chamshin lo yadana. So that's the raya to mitoch. And that's how you read the whole Gemara. That the Gemara says, what did they do with the drasha shvus Hashem, Rabbi Shmuel? So the answer, kasha the Gemara is because the makor. That drush is teaching me mitoch. What do they do? The Gemara gives whatever teretz it gives. But if that were true, fact Tosfos, then how do you have a right to bring that klal of mitoch even to our situation of nascha, where after all you have a migul that should patri you from the chiyuv mamon? So how do you know the migul won't help you patri from the chiyuv mamon? After all, in that case, you don't see that extra chiddush that migul doesn't work. So what is the saying essentially to answer? The teretz is no. The inyan of mitoch is not a gzeres hakas. It's a svar. And that Gemara you reinterpret. The Gemara doesn't mean that the drasha to teach me mitoch, it's a drasha to pater the yorsha. And the Gemara asks in Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara means Rabbi Shmuel, well, anyway, pater the father, who needs a pater for the yorsha? Good. So what is the react basically answering? So it's a svar. So therefore what? How do you know migo doesn't work? The Teretz says, no. If it's a svara, then already it can be pashut in svara that mitoch does not allow for exemptions, for exceptions of migul. In other words, if the mitoch needs a pasuk, then you want to extend it, and the whole din mitoch is a pasuk. That's a din mitoch. No, so how do you know that even a migul won't work? So Tos says, I don't know. The pasuk doesn't speak about a case of a migul. But the Ri is saying, but if the whole makor is misvara, then already I can accept the rifah. So let's understand, what does it mean? In other words, still, how do you know migul? The answer is, but that's all, that's the definition of mitoch. The svara mitoch says that you have no options. Nish shvua or tashlumin. You have to take the shvua or pay. If the din is derived from a drasha, so then if you want to take it as far as you'll take it, even that amigo will work. How do I see that in the pasuk? But if it's misvara, then it can be argued that the svar mitoch says that there's no way out. Yishava or yishale. That's what Tosis means. Let's get a little more of a hesper here. What does that mean? So lemasha, there's a lot of ideas out there which we haven't really presented yet about mitoch. What exactly is the nature of the achiv tashlumin? Lemasha, you could argue the following: achiv, you have achiv shvua, right? Now, a person can't carry out the achiv shvua. Memela, the inability to take the shvua, that now creates a new achiv, achiv mamon. The achiv mamon derives from the fact that a person isn't any achiv shvua. It's a new achiv. The chiv initially is defined as what? What is the chiv that's imposed on you? Shavuot. Now, that's first base. Can't take a shavuot. Now there's a new, take a flow chart. Shavuot, fine. Oh, can't take a shavuot. No. Now go to the next level. Pay. So it's a new halacha. The new halacha was not present at the initial stage of shavuot. It's from there. What if then? You can't take a shavuot. Then you become chay b'tashumin based on any achiv shvua. Now, if that were the idea, then you wouldn't necessarily assume that the chiv tashumin, which is now phase two, imagine again a flowchart, chiv shvua is what's on you right now. Now, what about in the event of any achiv shvua? The din is you now go down to another path and you have to pay. So who says that migu won't help you? Lamasho, if I had a pasuk, I might say so. Good, but Migu now should come in at phase two and pater from the tashlum. And if you want to say that it's anything other than that, then you need to find a marker for that. In the marker, I don't see that Migu doesn't pater. Says the reader, that's not the pshat. It's a svara. So what's the pshat in the svara? The svara is that from the very outset, the chiv shvua is defined as this is what you must do. Oh, yeshava, oh, yeshalim. It's the option of tashlumin is not something that comes about later, subsequent to the chiv shvua that you can't carry out. Mela, now they have a new chiv tashlumin that emerges. It's from the very beginning. The chiv shvua has in it the alternative is shvua or yeshalim. That's what you have now in front of you. Your options are X or Y. You can either carry out your shvuah or you have to pay. There isn't anything else available to you. So now you can say very well, misvara. If that's what's going on, misvara, that's the title of chiyuv shvuah. That's what the Rebbe means. It's not like it's a new klal, a new chiyuv tashlumin that we derive from a pasuk that if a person can't get your shvuah, you have to pay. So it's a new halacha. No, the Teretz is a new halacha. It's a svara, and a svara meaning to say that's the definition, that's the underlying yisod of chiyuv shvuah. Chiyuv shvuah says, take it or pay. Now, take it or leave it, take it or pay. Take the shvuah or you have to pay. That always what lies with, from the very beginning. Again, even within this, one can have different permutations how to express it. There's a lesson in the Rashi here, ki'ilah, the shvuah itself is a form of tashlumin. I'm not saying quite that way either. I'm not saying the shvuah is a tashlumin of sorts. I'm not saying that. But together, this is what it is. The chiv tashlumin is not a new chiv. It's the alternative that exists side by side with the shvuah. O yishava, o yishava. That's what the words of the Rivam themselves are saying. Go back to the Rivam. Right? The Rivam says, Vadi havi migu, and so on. But nevertheless, if you have a chiv shvuah Torah, that's the din. You can't wiggle out of the chiv tashlumin. The chiv tashlumin is not a new chiv tashlumin. Chiv tashlumin that is defined as the foil to the shvuah. Either this or this. That's it. Those are your options. You want to come on a new dimension? I have a migul. Very nice. But that's not, the din mitoch doesn't allow for that. Din mitoch says nishba o yishalev. Until now, Tosu thought it was a new halacha, new gzeras hakasu. So how do you get that far that migu doesn't work from that mokar? That mokar doesn't talk about migu. Tosu nechanami, the Rebbe says. That Gemara has a different spin. The Gemara doesn't mean that Rav Abba learned it out from that pasuk. Rav Abba just just learn, the pasuk is telling you the path of the yorshim. Meanwhile, the Gemara uses it as a raya to Rav Abba. Because you see, you need a pasuk to path of the yorshim, so you see the father would be chayiv. So that's a raya to Rav Abba. What are Rav Shmuel going to do with that? So they have a new answer, what the pasuk is needed for. But it's not that the pasuk is anywhere needed for the father's chayiv. It's near to path of the yorshim. Meanwhile, you see a raya that Rav Abba is correct. The father, why is the father chayiv misvar? Mitoch is a svar. O yishav, o yishav. Let's take it a step further. Let's understand, and again, we've been alluding to it, but let's teach it better. What is the inyan of the Rivan? Let's remind ourselves. Tosus and Shavuos ask the same kasha, seemingly, as our Tosus. Why not believe in Bibi Chatfi with a migu, with a Shavua, with a migu of Lo Chatfi? Before verse, before I go on, and I'll take some questions. Nobody asking. Let me hear questions. Somebody. So clear? No, somebody. Yoni, yeah.
Because Rivan said that the Yechiv Mamon was there from the beginning, so why is it so right. Much of that Amiga won't help?
That's the idea. That's the definition of this. The Chiyuv Shvua has in it a Chelot Tashumin. It's not a Chiyuv Tashumin that's independent of the Shvua. The Chiyuv Shvua is itself almost like a leverage. A leverage. Again, if I wanted, I could even say it more dramatically. The etzem yochayim mamon. I didn't say this, but I want you to realize, if you wanted, you could even conceptualize it like this. Every chiyuv shvuah is basically a chiyuv mamon, but the shvuah gets you out of the chiyuv mamon. I don't think I have to say it so right. If you hear it like that, you understand 100% what's going on here. And then the Rashba has mashmos like that. The chiyuv tashum, the chiyuv shvuah is like in lieu of the mamon. Basically a chayim mamon, but the shvuah is the way out. I'm not saying quite that way. But the Chiyuv Shvuah says this, it's a leverage for the Chiyuv Tashumin. It's not a new Chiyuv Tashumin that comes from any Yachur Shava. The Chiyuv Shvuah says this or this. So there is no other option. Migu can't help because that's goof a part of the Chiyuv Shvuah that you have to either take the Shvuah or pay. So Migu is not going to help you to patter from that Chiyuv. No. Now, Tosas and Shvuahs, yes, someone else, no? No. Tosas and Shvuas ask the Kasha. Believe in Migul Didi Chatfi with the Shvuah Migul Lo Chatfi. Tosas basically answers like we saw earlier in Tosas with the Ri that you're not going to want to say or swear Lo Chatfi. That's it. That's the Tosas. Tosas does not bring in the Rivan. It's not a terrible Kasha what I'm asking. Yeah, Tosas didn't feel that he had to say the Rivan because he was happy with the Ri. Okay, fine. That could be, by itself, I'm not asking a kasha. But la'amita shel Torah, I think it's more than that. I think that if you really think about what we're saying, and carefully, we'll analyze the Tosas and Shavuos, we should see that l'maisa, the Rivam could not have been mentioned in Tosas and Shavuos. The way Tosas was asking, in a sense, a very different kasha than our Tosas. And therefore, from that perspective, there was no way to go to bring the Rivam in to answer the kasha. Our Tosas allows for the Rivam's answer to emerge. Tosas and Shavuos not. So let's, and this is really going to get us to the heart of what's really underneath the whole Rivam and our Tosas. The Rivam said a klal that Migul doesn't help in a context of Mitoch. What does that mean? L'mashal, again, I alluded to it yesterday, the kids of the kids. There's a whole tumul mishonim about something called migu afturi mishvu. A person has a migu, they cursed another time and won, and now he has to take a shvu. Can a migu work, not to be zolcha mamon, but to be able to not have to take a shvu? We saw l'mashal a sugi about this, pashtas according to we saw in the Mishugis, you remember Sharshim, that's exactly what you have there. Migul of Turim Mishvu, he wanted to use the Migul to patter from the Shvu. But Lamaisa, it's a big Tumun Rishonim, whether in fact we say such a thing and the parameters of Migul of Turim Mishvu, what kind of Migul, yes, maybe not all Migul, some Migul, some, yes, no, Migul of Turim Mishvu. Now, we have a Rivam over here, that you have a case of a person's in Yachal Ishava, and the din is Mitoch, according to Rabbab. Did the Rivam say that even if I hold generally Niko of Turim Shvua Amrina, but in the case where the Shvua is a Shvua that you can't take, in Yachli Shava, so Migu will not work Laf Turim Shvua in a case of Mitoch. Did the Rivan say such a thing? Does anyone, I mean, is that Nichon what the Rivan is saying? That Migu cannot work Laf Turim Shvua in a case of Mitoch. I'll give you a specific example. It's not a hypothetical issue. Rishonim ask, in this sugya, many Rishonim bring this up, the Ramban, the Reina Yona, that this whole sugya, we're forgetting about a whole other migu. This guy says, didi chatfi, and you want to know, is he chai v'shalim, not chai v'shalim, what do we do? He has a migu of lo chatfi, that's what we're discussing. I have another migu here. You have to take a shvu against the aid. What about a migu of hechzarti? Okay, I grabbed. I gave it back. If he would say hechzarti, so wouldn't he be believed? A shomer says hechzarti, he's believed. The gazan say hechzarti. Can he be believed with hechzarti? So according to some Rishonim, yeah, a Gazlin says Hechzarti, he's believed. Which means the following, forget one aid, two aidim Sichataf. He says, yeah, Hechzarti. Aidim say grab, he says, I gave it back. He's believed. We know he stole, we see there's a nice example, two aidim, but he says Hechzarti. No, if he's never to say Hechzarti, that means no shvur. He says that. So, believe him when he says dichati, the migu of echzat. So the Rishonim raised the question, and there's a whole discussion. First of all, maybe a gazlin is not nemar to say echzat. That's what some say. Some say they are nemar to say echzat. If you say that he's nemar to say echzat, a gazlin, then you have to explain that the hachem mayaskina nasich in our Gemara, that we saw the nascha biyadam. That was all part of what we had. The Eidachar is Nemesh, it says Chataf, and Adayim Biyado. We saw it Biyado. We saw it. So he doesn't have the Nemanis anymore to say Echzati. We know he still has it. Now, what would the Rivam hold? Tos doesn't discuss this issue. The other Rishon discuss it. What would the Rivam hold about Amigo of Echzati in our situation? Does the fact that the Rivam says that a migu doesn't work in a case of mitoch, in answering our kasha, take a shvur didi chatvi, the migu of lo chatvi, does that mean that he would also have to hold, based on that you can't use a migu v'chzarti either because it's a case of mitoch? Could be, we don't know, but does he have to be tied down? So I think the answer is not necessarily. Maybe a chinami. The issue of the Rivam has nothing to do with the issue right now of using the migu to patter the shvuah. You see, if I was a echzarti, I'd be neman without a shvuah. There'd be no shvuah seirecha, there'd be nothing. I could say echzarti. There'd be no shvuah seirecha. So if I can find a way to patter myself from the shvuah, then it's no mitoch. Mitoch only comes after the fact that I have a chiv shvua and I can't fulfill it, then I pay. Comes a migu and says, I don't have a chiv shvua. So there's nothing to say. What does the Rivam talk about? The Rivam is saying something else. If I have a chiv shvua, but I can't take the shvua, now what does that translate into? The din is, if I can't take a shvua that I'm a chiv to take, then mishalim. Here we're asking a new kash. Why do I have to pay? I should be putter from paying because of a migu. The migu is there for what? It's a migu that's coming to patter me from the din tashlumin, the chelik tashlumin of the shvua, the chelik tashlumin of mitoch, that comes from the fact that I can't take the shvua and I have to take a shvua. Says the Rivam, no. If there's a chiyuv of tashlumin based on mitoch, then there's no option of a migu. Can't pat you from that din tashlumin of mitoch. If the chiyuv shvuah is o yishava o yishalem, then the o yishalem cannot be eliminated with a migu. That's the Rivam. But if there's a migu that can circumvent that, that can go prior to the din mitoch setting in, the migu is saying, I don't have to take mishvua. Migu patris in mishvua. Let's say the Rivam holds in general migu after mishvua. So maybe, and if you hold there's a migu vechzartiv, so if there be a case like that, so maybe the migu kapatim is mishvua, there's no din mitoch to speak about. So he'll have to say whatever he'll say, that there's no din, there's no shvua vechzartiv. The Rivam never said that if the din would have been mitoch based on this shvua, then migu can work. If the migu hatters of the shvua, there's no din mitoch to talk about. The Rivam means after the fact that there will be a din mitoch, and that should lead to a chiyuv mamon, says the Rivam, pater the chiyuv mamon with a migu. Says the Rivam, can't do that. Because o yishav, o yishav. That is the case. Wait. So let's look at the Tosis in Shavuos. These are the our Tosis. Our Gemara, our Tosis is clear that the Chiv Shavua of the Eid Echad is what? What's the Chiv Shavua of the Eid Echad? Lochat, l'haktish es ha'eid. You can't take that Shavua because you're Modet that you're Chata. So Tosis is coming with a Kasha, but nevertheless, believe him to say didi chatfi have a namanas and didi chatfi with a shvua, with a migu v'lo chatfi with a shvua. So what is the di chatfi in our Tosis? Is that a fulfillment of the shvua seir achad?
No.
Certainly not. The Teretz says, but I have a namanas, say didi chatfi, I have a migu. So bring the namanas of migu to bear on this taina. And that nemanis should be enough to, that it would exempt me from paying the chiyuv amitoch. That's where the Rivam sets comes in and says, can't do that. O yishav, o yishav. Tosis and Shavuos apparently didn't understand that the chiyuv Shavuos Eid Echad is a Shavuos Hakadosh Eid. Because Tosis said, the reading of the Gemara says, Lishava, ha'am mechbuchat v'hav leke gazlin. How did Tosis and Shavuos teach that line of Gemara? Not the way the Rashbam and Rashi and Shavuos teach the Rashbam here, Rashi and Shavuos, that it means that Gabe Shavuos lo chatfi, you're disqualified because you said chatfi. It's not the Shavuos that's imposed on you. Rather, Tosis says differently, that you don't have a nemanus to say didi chatfi. Because, after all, we're machzik something becheskas mishaya biyado, and therefore you can't say didi chatfi, you can't be believed didi chatfi, with to say the dichati, because it's a race against such a taina. We see you as a gazlin, so it's a strike against the taina. We see it as beyond the other guy, so we see you as a gazlin. Have a leke gazlin, literally. Therefore, you can't say the dichati. Vectosis. But after all, take a shvua the dichati. If you take a shvua the dichati, you have an amount, you're bringing an amount. You know, Tosus did not say Psha like Rashi. For Tosus, the Shavuos Eid Echad could be any time. I'm defending my claim, even if it's not the Hakash Eid. That's the Shavuos Eid Echad. Says Tosus, no, to what extent is it not no Nemanis to Dichatfi? Because I see it beyond the other guy. I see you as a Gazlin. But if I have an Nemanis of Migu here, so I brought Nemanis to my time of Dichatfi. So now if I take the Shavuos to Dichatfi, and I have a migu. So what kind of a shvua is this? This is a shvua Eid Echad, but the shvua Eid Echad, that should have an amanus. Because I have an amanus, I couldn't say lo chatfi. So this is a kiyum of the shvua Eid Echad. This fulfills the shvua Eid Echad. This is yeshava. So believe me with my didi chatfi, with a migu, and this should serve as a shvua Eid Echad. So if that's what Tosis is asking, Tosis could only speak about why the migu is not a good migu. Because you'd rather not say lochatfi, you'd rather not swear lochatfi. But the Rivam can't speak to this kasha. Why not? Because the Rivam's teretz only makes sense after we get to mitoch, and now we produce a chiv tashlumin from the mitoch, says the Rivam, we can't allow for the migu to change that. O yishava, o yishalein. But Tosis is asking something else. Oh, yeshava, that's it. That's your Shavua Eid Echad. The migu gives you the amanus. It should be no chesar about the dibur hamaschil is not the same as our Tosis. Our dibur hamaschil is on the din of mitoch. But Tosis is mishalim. But I have a migu to pater from the mishalim. Tosfos is here is going on the earlier part of the Gemara. The Gemara says Gishtava. So the Gemara says, why can't he take a Shvua? How can Gazlin? That Tosfos, how can Gazlin? Why? Because we see it in the hands of the other guy. Yeah, but if you have a Migo, take the Shvua to Dichatfi. So Vayter, that's the Shava. That's the Shava. It's on that that Tosfos is asking the Kasha. If the Kasha is, this could be the Shvua, say Nachad. So then Tosfos had no way to answer the Rivam. The Rivam couldn't solve this problem. The Rivam only said, when you have a din of Yeshava and you can't take the Shvua, then you can't solve the Tashlumin with a Migu. It's Yeshava or Yesharin. Tosfos, Yeshava, very good. This is the Shvua Seir Echad. What's the problem? You have a Kigazun, but I have a Migu. The answer is, I don't have a Migu. Whatever, I don't want to say Lochatfi, I don't want to swear Lochatfi. But if not for that, the Migu gives you the namanas to swear the Shvua Seir Echad. This is the Shvua Seir Echad. So the Rivam wouldn't be able to answer Tosfos' kasha. Not Stamtos didn't like the Rivam. It was a different kasha. Just like we said, if the Rivam would be moda that you could use a migu to pater from the Shvua, because that comes before the din mitoch. So no shechiv Shvua, there's no din mitoch to start with. So Tosfos is asking a similar kasha. Use the migu to fulfill your Shvua Seir Echad. Accept the Shvua Seir Echad. Accept the dichatfi as the Shvua Seir Echad. So Tosfos had no way to answer the Rivam. So again, if the litmus test is examples like we gave him from the Rishonim, you can have a migu on the shapata from the Shvua. The Rivam wouldn't have necessarily a problem with that. If I could think of some case, a migu shapata from the Shvua, or the migu should allow you to execute your Shvua, the Rivam never said anything about that. Dafka now with Tosfos, when Tosfos is going out derech the Rashbam, Shahari Moda, you can't take a Shvua. You want to bring a new migu to bear in this situation? That can't pati.
Earlier
on the part that the Rivam would have been able to answer out in Shua's, meaning why doesn't the Rivam come and say, let him make a Shua now? Let him have a Migo now, Pater him from the Shua.
The Chiyah Shua is Lo Chatfi.
Right. So only Migo to Pater him from the Shua is what? Your Chiyah Shua is Lo Chatfi. So therefore, your Chiyah Shua is on you. So if you want to bring a migul up to a shvua, you have to find a taina that you could have said that would not have a shvua. That's why I brought hechzativ in. Hechzativ would have been a migul that you would want to use the pater from the shvua. But lo chatvi is a chiv shvua. So therefore, whatever you said, you have a chiv shvua on you right now. There's no migul to pater from the chiv shvua. But we want to use a migul to pater from the chiv mamon that results from the inability to take a shvua. That's what Tosfos asks. Tosfos tries answering one thing, Tosfos comes to the Rivam.
There's no way to pater you from the
Rivam. The only possible migul I can think of is that discussion in the Rishonim of Hechzartiv. So I don't know what the Rivam would hold. Maybe the Rivam holds that the case is that, maybe the Rivam holds that a Gazan can't say Hechzartiv. Could be. So there's no migul that way. Or the case is that it's biyado, we know it's biyado. But it's not the Rivam's teretz that's going to answer the kash. It's whatever other answer the Rishonim give, the Rivam will have to give as well.
You still have a migul? Just make another shvua. Why is there have to be specific
with
this shvua if we're only dealing with
migul? No, no. He says the dichatfi. That's what he says.
Right.
So you want to believe it's taina with a migul.
Right.
So fine. So what is that going to accomplish? So for Tosfos, by us, it's only going to accomplish that believing the dichatfi to pater from the chiyuv mamon. So that's Tosfos has to answer the Rivam's teretz. No, but the chiyuv mamon is an outgrowth of the inyachu yishava, and that those are your options. Oh yishava, oh yishalit. But Tosfos and Shvuas asked a different kasha. Tosfos asked it on the Havalei Kegazlin part of the Gemara. In other words, Tosfos was not wedded to the yisod of the Rishbam and Tosfos here that the Shvuas Eid Echad means lahakchish esaid. Shvuas Eid Echad is you have to take a shvua to defend whatever you say while you putter. So the dichatfi is a shvua seidachad. So Tosfos says, so why can't you believe the dichatfi? Because we view you as a gazlin, because we saw it in the hands of the other one. Yeah, but if I have an amanus of a migu, so now I should be believing the dichatfi. So I have a so this is the shvua seidachad.
Right, so that's what I understand. According to the way we're understanding the Rivam, you could use a migu to get out of a problem of
right,
the shvua.
Right.
So then
this is the shvua.
So in shvuas, you would have the Rivam.
how would the Rivam answer a problem? Like, why would the Rivam have a problem with that?
Why no, because the Rivam holds that the Shvuah Seyed Achad is L'Hakesha Seyed.
Right, but we just said that a Shvuah can get you out of that. A Migul can get you out of that Shvuah.
No, no. Your Migul is of Lochatfi. The Migul in Shvuah is Swir Didi Chatfi, because you could have taken Lochatfi and taken a Shvuah of Lochatfi.
Yeah, that's
illegal.
So why won't that work according to the
Rivam? Because that's not the shvua that the shvua that you have to say. The shvua is not the shvua seidecha. So you want to use the second new migu to pater from the mamon. You can't use the migu to pater from the mamon. That's the Rivam's yisod. You know, once you're ready at the level of mitoch, then the migu can't help. I had wanted to finish the Tosis, but I suspect the fellows did not finish the Tosis yet, right? But the last part. Am I right? Okay, so that's not Kedai. I will finish the Tosis tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, and then we'll do like this. We'll do the Ramban. I gave you to look at. The Ramban has a different idea that something is the Rivam, but we just pointed out it's not going to be the Rivam. It's a different answer. Different answer. It's very much specific to Shvuah Seyed Achad, I would think. And then there's a Ksos, which I gave you, maybe it's further down. You can look at that Ksos as well, Ayin Hey, which is interesting, amazing Chat, which is a little bit similar to the Ramban, but different. So maybe take a look at that Ksos as well, Ksos and Ayin Hey. And then we'll have to see where to go from there. There's some other things. We'll have to get into the Sugya and Shvuas eventually, the big Sugya, that's a big Tosis on the bottom. Okay, have a good day, everyone.